Hey, besties. My name's Lisa.
And my name's Tamara, and we're BFFs.
Tamara and I met when we were about 12 years old, growing up in good old Fairbanks, Alaska.
And we've been best friends forever since.
That's right. And that's why we've decided to have some fun, friendly conversations with the bestest of best friends.
We'll talk about how we became best friends, our experiences together, and have other best friends on the show to share how they met.
Who knows? You never know when you'll meet your next BFF.
Now let's get into it, how I met my BFF.
Welcome to another episode of How I Met My BFF. Hi, Tamara.
Hey, Lisa. How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
I'm good. Ready for Friday.
I know, right? Friday. Whoop, whoop. Even though this is coming out on Wednesday, so technically it's Wednesday, but it's Friday right now. Yes. I was going to share with you a couple of things. I know that my daughter, Ariana, is turning 21. What? Mm-hmm. And I cannot believe that is happening. And I was tasked. So she's so adorable. She does not drink, which is, I don't know how, I mean, yay, right? Like I probably wasn't the best example for her. But anyway, but she really has been looking forward to turning 21 so she can go dancing at the bar without like getting carded or feeling, you know, anything that she's in trouble. And she's always like, I want to go out dancing. Like you go out dancing with your friends, mom. And so she's got all her friends coming and I'll be there too. And she tasked me with like finding the place to go. And I'm like, I felt so much pressure because I mean, it feels like such a big buildup. Like it's got to be like the best night ever. And I have no idea. I searched all these bands. One thing I learned about is that they don't, restaurants can really use some marketing support because they don't actually put the bands on too far in advance and they don't really know. And so I've been through, I found the golden place. So next time we have our podcast, I'll update how it went. Hopefully she's going to have fun. That's the main priority, is that she just has fun and gets to dance. And then I also told her, I said, well, you know what? If the band is horrible, that's okay. We got years and years and years to go. We can go dancing for the rest of our lives together. So very excited about that. And then, so that's kind of been a big thing this week. And I know today we have the most guests we've ever had on the show all at the same time. Absolutely. It is going to be so fun. I cannot wait to hear about these women because not only are they friends, they have written a book that's going to be coming out and a podcast that's going to be coming out about girlfriends. So it's super perfect to have them on the show. And we're going to bring in Tiki first. And Tiki, welcome to the show. Hello.
Thank you.
And now, Tiki, you have a best friend here. We have a few best friends, but you're going to introduce one of your best friends. Which best friend are you introducing today?
I am introducing Sheila. She is my best friend. Aww, we've been best friends forever.
Oh my gosh, I love it. So tell us, hi Sheila, welcome. And Tiki, tell us your version of how you and Sheila met. And then we're going to get Sheila's side of the story. So we'll see if it matches up.
Okay, so Sheila and I met in university. I love saying in university instead of college. It just sounds more important. But anyway, we met at university. We lived in the same dorm, but we didn't know each other. And we had a biology class together. And I had seen her around in the dorm. And we were in the class and I was struggling a little bit in the class. So I looked at her because I guess she was sitting near me. And I was like, you know, how are you doing in this class? And she was like, oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. And so from there, we instantly became friends. It was so easy. I don't even know how we ended up then living together for a year because she graduated college and then I graduated after her. But I don't know how we became like instant friends. It was the easiest friendship I have ever made in my life. And it is great. It is really good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's a nice thing to say. I love that story. Yeah. Tamara and I met when we were 12. So we, have that same kind of, it's like that long term, you know, we get old enough. We're like, oh man, we have been friends all along.
Right.
All right. Sheila, tell us anything that you would add to that or any different perception that you have about how you guys met?
Pretty much the same as what Tiki had stated. But I think maybe we may have met before biology class because I was the girl that used to hog the phone in the hall.
Oh, you were that one.
I had a boyfriend at home.
That's right.
So she would be the one to write the nice messages with the smiley faces on my door. So I knew of a tiki, but didn't visually meet tiki until biology class.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, that is brings back so much like memories of like get off the phone and busy signals and waiting to see if that person called you, if you got that message. Man, our kids are so spoiled now. Oh my gosh.
Of course. Yes, they are.
Okay. So then, Renelle, you're another bestie on the call today, and you have a best friend you want to introduce too.
Well, I'm going to let Chantel take the lead.
Sorry, Chantel.
Hey, oh, no worries. Maybe that's also the reason why we're besties. Our names are almost the same, the ELL. So Renelle, Chantel, maybe that's the connection too. So I'll start though with Hope. So Hope is on the call. I actually have two best friends. So we're all a group of friends, but I have the unique situation where I have two best friends because I can't choose because they're both just the best.
You can have more than one best friend. That's cool.
Yeah, more than one best friend. It's like best friend, best. Mm-hmm. So that's what's happening with me. So Renelle and Hope are both my best friends. And so this is what kind of separates the best friendness. Hope is my best friend since middle school. Renelle, I met in college. So we were all, both of us were waiting on Sheila to get off the phone. So
Everyone was waiting for Sheila to get off the phone. Okay.
Yeah. So we were also waiting for Sheila to get off the phone. So our freshman year, we were, Renelle and I and Sheila were all in the same dorm. And so we would be bothersome to Sheila too, to say like, when are you getting off the phone? So we both have some Sheila stories about the phone, but Hope and I met, in middle school and I think we have the same thing that, you know, Sheila and Tiki have because we actually don't remember. We do agree that we met through Hope's cousin. Who was also in middle school with us, but I don't know, like we were instant friends and the kind of friends that you had to write in between classes what happened on the note. This is before
pass in the notes.
You had to pass the note in because I need to update you in between class what happened, who I saw, what they were doing. And so like we had to write notes in class and then like in between in the hallway, we had to exchange the notes. So that but the hope, right? You don't know how we met. You don't really know the story either, do you?
I just know it was middle school. We clicked and here we are years later, all of us as friends. I claim Renelle too as a bestie because they've been together so long as a friendship that like Renelle's my friend too. So yes. I think that's what makes this so unique is that we are all friends. We've all become friends.
Yes, that's true. We've all become friends.
Friends, family. Like it's a family. Real focus.
The friends the family you choose. That's what we all are because like, you know, I met Renelle at, well, I guess I was 17 years old. So in, you know, when we were in college and she was we were in the dorm and our room were corner rooms. And so she was in one room and I was in the other. And again, I don't know how we got together. Do you remember?
I thought that we met at registration, in line of registration, I thought. And then like we had a conversation and then I saw you. Then we were on the same floor.
Oh, I don't even remember.
So I think that's when I was like, Mom, everybody here is from the South. Like they're really from the South.
Oh yeah, she's from New York. I think we met
at registration. Because you know we gotta go to each table.
Yes.
So I think, and I couldn't navigate that. And then we're on the same floor.
I don't know, like,
and we're gonna trust where Renelle says.
You should know that we all trust what Renelle says. She's like the group mom. She's the person that's the project manager. Whatever Renelle says, we all do. It's so comforting.
I love that. Having a friend where you don't have to worry about anything because they take care of all the details. I love it.
That's her. Exactly. We just get in the car. We just do whatever she says. It's awesome. So, cause we're, you know, like we all have to be grownups all the time, but Renelle apparently doesn't mind being a grownup. So, but we all like when we don't have to be grownups. So yeah,
I love that.
But so, it's 11 of us in all. Oh, sorry, Lisa. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
But it's 11 of us in all that are friends. They're really close friends. And so all of us wrote the book together, but these are the only BFFs in the group.
How did you decide to create a book and a podcast out of your friendship? That's so cool. I don't know who wants to take that question, but Chantel?
I'll take it because it started with me. So last year in 2023 for Lent, I just got inspired. Oftentimes for Lent, you know, it's like, what are you giving up? And I just woke up one day and was like, what can I just do better? Like, what is it in my life that I can just lean in on and do better and bring my friends along with me? And so I text each of them and I was like, hey, for the 40 days of Lent, I'm going to make a video every day and just like tell you what's on my heart. Just whatever it is, topically, what I'm thinking about, what I'm feeling. And so I did that. And by the time I got to probably day 10, I was like, y'all, I can't do this by myself. Help me. Help me. So it's a group of us in the text, a group of friends. And so I basically said, y'all start sending in videos. And so that's what happened. Everybody started sending in videos. And by the time we got to the end, we were like, you know what? This was great. It was really edifying for us. It was good. We supported each other through it. The things that were important to us that we wanted to lean into during Lent. And probably by November or so, I was like, what do y'all think of turning like this stuff into a book? And so I had it transcribed and there we are. We actually got a book. And so we did, a lot of edits, a lot of get togethers to figure it all out. And everybody said, yeah. And here we are. We have a whole book just 1 year later.
And remind us where we can get the book. I think it's 40dayresetbook.com, right? When is that available?
It's already available. So when you go, yes. So hold hands.
Sorry, listeners. Yes. Besties, you can't see it, but we can see it. Oh, you my gosh.
So 40dayresetbook.com is the website that you get to meet all the girlfriends on there. We got a promo video running on there. And it takes you to the link where you can purchase it on Amazon. And it's a Kindle version as well as the paper version.
And just in case, Bestie, you're listening and you're like, is it 40 spelled out? No, it's just 40, like the number. Mm-hmm. So 40 dayresetbook.com. There you go.
Got it.
I love it. So now, was this the first book?
Thank you.
Was this the first book that everyone put together? The first book.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You guys just diving right in.
It is.
Tiki, I hear you, Tiki. Do you want to comment on that? Like, what was that like to create a book just when none of you guys have done that before?
Yeah, no, was not on my bucket list. Chantel always has an idea and she pulls all of us into it. And I'm always like, really have to? Yeah. But she's the ringleader and she will pull you into it. Cause I never thought in a million years I would write a book. That's just not who I am. Just not what I was thinking of doing. And here she calls me and she's like, I got an idea. Uh-oh, Lord, what is your idea? And she said the book, and I was like, okay, this might work. Okay, let's see where you go with it. And, she would call me and we would talk about it. And I loved it. I loved the idea. I loved, bringing all of the girlfriends in our group together because we're just a really good group of women. And just to be able to share this with them, it's all because of Chantel and it's great. So, we thank Chantel. Mm-hmm. She bothers me with her ideas, but in the end, we thank her for having the ideas and bringing us in there with her.
Mm, I love that story.
Yeah, Sheila, they all said yes.
Sheila, what did you write? I don't want to put you on the spot here, so sorry, but what did you write about in your chapter of the book or your part?
I spoke about healing, healing from heartbreak sometimes, healing from, you know, friendships that didn't work out so well, people that you work with that you thought were your friends. It kind of mm-hmm. touched on quite a few things.
Mm, yeah. Beautiful. What about you, mm-hmm. Hope? What did you contribute?
Well, I wanted to give up complaining. So they're laughing.
How's it going?
The work in progress. I just see so much that I just always feel like there's improvement. Myself, the world of my community. It's more, I think sometimes it comes from a place of good, of a passion. Yeah. Of wanting to always make things better, encourage people, you know, so seeing something and wanting to fix it, how can I make it better? So, but I realize that sometimes that can just be very draining on, you know, on a person. Mm-hmm. Can't do it all, can't fix it all. You know, so that was me. But
I totally can relate to that. I was told one time a concept of going on a criticism diet. And whew, that's a hard diet to follow, let me tell you.
I agree. That might be hard.
I like that. I'll add that to the other diet that I'm trying to follow right now.
There we go. So. There we go. I think it's easier to lose 20 pounds than it is to go on a criticism diet. But
yeah, you know, I'm going to adopt that too. I'll let you know how it's going.
Okay. Renelle, what about you? What did you write about?
My portion of the book was about worry, and how, and what scriptures would help me towards working on not worrying as much. So, and my worry is based around my kids and my family and my friends. So a lot of parental worry, anxiety I deal with. I tend to take the littlest situation and make it more complicated than what it really is. So that's what my chapter deals with.
I can't relate to that at all. No, I'm just kidding. What did you find the opposite of worry for you?
I'm still working on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm still working on it. I was worrying this morning about getting here on time. So because I'm also, me and Hope, we're second grade teachers and we're getting ready to go into EOG testing. Mm-hmm. And so I was worried that I was going to get everything done before I left because testing starts on Monday. And so right now I'm trying to take a breath and control what I can control.
Yeah.
Control what I can control. That's all we can do. So day to day.
Love it.
Trust me, by the end of this, I'll have something else new to worry about.
Of course. Yes. No, I like the focus though, because then it makes you more aware probably of when you catch yourself in it. You're like, oh, okay, you can start to lay new tracks for yourself. And then I'll have Tiki tell us about her chapter, and then we'll bring it back to Chantel, the ringleader. Tiki, do you want to share what you shared in the book?
Yes. I talked about your inner child, and I kind of just talked about healing your inner child, listening to your inner child, because I feel like as adults, we have brought things from our childhood that affects us now. And sometimes you don't know what that is. And you're like, why am I acting this way? Or why am I feeling this way? And it really comes from maybe some childhood trauma. And I'm going to use the word trauma for a broad thing. It doesn't always have to be something very harsh. It could be anything. It could be that you didn't get picked in kickball out on the field and you feel like not good enough because you can't play kickball well. And then you bring that throughout your life about you're not good enough. So I talked about that in some affirmations when I decided to kind of look into why I was acting certain ways as a adult. I'm not going to say my age, but an adult. And I have some affirmations that I would say to myself in the morning to kind of just talk to my inner child to get her, and in some cases him, in a better spot.
Love it. Yeah, I finally realized after so many years of personal development work that I could fill in the blank, not enough, whatever, not enough anything. So I just call it not enoughness. Like that's just,
it's, right.
I suffer from not enoughness, you know, when I'm not doing my best. What about you, Chantel? True. Bring us home. What did you write about?
I think you can probably tell from everybody that, you know, there was so much vulnerability shared in the book. So everyone was just very revealing about all the things that they were thinking about and the things that were, you know, they were they're challenged by, and the challenge is on a continuum. So it's not that, oh, I solved that problem and now I'm off to something else. Everyone really talked in a manner that said that it's something that I'm working on, because we want to bring the reader in and let them know that it's okay to not, you know, to not have solved various things in your life. And so I bring it home in a lot of the chapters, because originally I shared that the videos, I was doing the videos and it was a lot. And so you'll find when, you know, hopefully you and your readers get the book, that a lot of the chapters were contributed by me. And I think one of the ones, because Tiki told me this, that her sister, because we had, we released some of the chapters, did a pre-read with some folks. And she shared with me that her sister was so impacted by one of the chapters that I did. So I'll share that one. And it's called Dream Keepers. And so it literally, I talk about a time, as a parent where I did not keep my children's dream. And I caution, the reader to like, not be that person, like, don't, you know, learn from my mistake. Because my son went through a difficult time in his life, because he switched up his dream. And I'm like, no, that wasn't the dream that you had. We were supporting this dream. So this is the dream you're going to stay on the path of. And so I talked about how I let him down, because I was not a dream keeper. And I won't make that mistake again, because it, I think that it was such a pivotal moment in his life that I wasn't able to see that very clearly. And I don't want our reader to do that, especially, you know, as a parent, if you have the opportunity, to steward someone else's life, then, you know, hold their dreams, like be the dream keeper. Because I faltered at that, at one point as a parent, but then no more, because I have awareness now.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's beautiful. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Some smart friends you got there, Chantel. Holy smokes. What a powerful group of people, and what an amazing project that you put together too, especially when none of you had written a book before. The trust and the vulnerability and the time invested in making this happen, that's really admirable.
Okay. Yes, I can't wait to read the book.
I know. I've a little already
looked it up. So kind of wrapping up, it was amazing to meet all of you, and thank you so much for coming on. I want to ask the fun question, and I'll start, Sheila, with you. If you were all together, like after we get off of this podcast, what would you be doing for fun?
Together, like if you were all together.
Yeah, all together.
Oh, we usually try to get together and we would do a sleepover sometimes. We usually try to do the weekend getaways, but usually we would just kind of sit around and talk and have some wine and share life stories and hold one another up, support one another. But basically, you know, we're all transparent in doing it, but it gives us the opportunity to support one another and push one another to the limit. And so we just love on each other. We cry, we laugh. Yes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we argue, but most importantly, we shop.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. Does Absolutely. Anyone have any other activities? Does Sheila forget anything? Anything else that y'all do?
She summed it up.
Yeah, that's it. Shop. But yes, shop.
She got yes. it.
It's a big one.
Hopefully our besties are shopping for your book right now at, let's say that website one more time, just in case.
Okay.
40dayresetbook.com. Mm-hmm. And I love how you put that 40 day, like when you first said 40 days, I didn't realize it was prompted by Lent. That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And 40 that's days. It. People can do 40 days.
People can do 40 days. We did 40.
You
days.
Can do 40. Mm-hmm. Yes.
40 days. Yeah. Yeah. Well, people can do 40 days.
Thank you everyone for for being on our show. And I know that you've so far hold the record for the amount of guests that we've had on one show. I did see the picture and I thought, well, that is a lot of people. What, you know, it all worked itself out. So
we would love to be invited back to talk more about our friendship because it's amazing.
Thank you for having us.
I just have to add that Chantel is a connector as well. You know, we are all here as friends through Chantel, and we love having fun together. I would say, would we just love? I don't know if she said we have fun.
Yes, absolutely.
And we love each other.
I love that. That's so beautiful. Yeah, I'm so excited for all of you. Congratulations on your book, and we can't wait to read it. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, bestie. Thanks for listening. If you like this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button to get notified of new episodes and check out cool bestie gift ideas at howimetmybff.com.
That's right. And also leave us a review. Those reviews help us out a lot and are one of the best ways to support us.
Yes. And if you have a fun story about how you met your BFF, send us an email at info@howimetmybff.com. We would love to hear about it.
Definitely. And hey, maybe we'll have you on our next episode.
That would be awesome. Until next time.
Love ya, BFFs.